This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, February 17th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Branix Group AG. Extraordinary General Meeting of Dick Ray successfully concluded. Branix Group AG announces the successful conclusion of the Extraordinary General Meeting of Dick Real Estate Investments King Barr and Co-Commandant Guy Skill off Axion. Dick Ray. The meeting approved control and profit transfer agreements with VIB Vermogen AG and Branix Group AG. All necessary resolutions have been passed, paving the way for the entries of these agreements in the commercial register. Branix Group AG is a leading German specialist in office, logistics, and renewable real estate with over 25 years of experience.
Inaptor AG, Armin Steiner steps down from the supervisory board, Ragnar Kruse elected chairman. Inaptor AG announces the resignation of Armin Steiner as chairman of the supervisory board, effective February 17, 2026, to pursue other opportunities. Ragnar Kruse has been elected as the new chairman, with Eva Cathedre as deputy chairwoman. The company expresses gratitude to Steiner for his contributions and wishes him success. Inaptor is a global green tech firm specializing in AEM electrolyzers for green hydrogen production and the CoreCraft digital platform.
HSR Zero Waste, featured by Clean50 and Canada's National Observer for leadership in zero waste innovation. HSR Zero Waste has been recognized by Clean50 and Canada's National Observer for its leadership in zero waste innovation. The feature showcases HSR Zero Waste's approach to transforming waste into environmental and financial value through system redesign, waste audits, and operational optimization. This acknowledgement underscores the importance of zero waste programs in improving diversion rates, cutting costs, and enhancing sustainability in the face of changing recycling markets and regulations.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.